Murat Barim Nun Tesumaral. Hoysa shall rabbin, the Hari he shall rabbin, a city that always was a city that had Rishus HaRabim in it. So then the Yeshla, the Einla Ela Pesach Echad, it only has one entrance. So none of the streets of the city are totally opened. From one end to the other. There's only one entrance to the city, and the other entrance is closed up. Rashi, ain't lo the Pesach Echad, the lav mefuleshesi. So it's not a city where the streets are open at both ends. The lo domi ledigle midbar, and therefore it can't be a Rishus HaRabim, because it's not similar to what was in the midbar where the both ends of the Rishus HaRabim were opened. So then, the halacha is, ma'arvin es kula. Then, you can make one Erev for the entire city. Man tana de ma'arvi Rishus HaRabim. So who's the one who holds that you can be ma'arvi Rishus HaRabim in this way? In other words, bechlal, that it helps Tzuras HaPesach or whatever to be ma'arvi Rishus HaRabim. So where it says, Omer Rav Yehuna b'reit avishur Reb Yehudahi, it's Reb Yehuda. Because even if the roads are mefulish, Rav Yehuda holds that two mechitzes, the Tanya, are make a Rishus HaYachid. The Tanya, yes, Rakin of Yehuda, Mishiesh lo shnei bat, Mishnei tzidi Rishus HaRabim. We had this case a few times in Shabbos and here in Erevin already. You have houses on two sides of a Rishus HaRabim, opposite, across the street. Also lechi mikan velechi mikan, or kora mikan vekora mikan. The nosev and nosev be'etzva. It's enough just to put a lechi or a kora on either side, right, into the Rishus HaRabim, and you can carry, right? L'chara, how is that possible? A lechi or a kora is what's it called? Only a tikkun d'rabbanan, really. So how does it help? So it helps because he holds that an omer lo and the chachamim argue a marvin Rishus HaRabim. You can't make an ariv Rishus HaRabim with a lechi or a kora. Those are only dinei d'rabbanan. You can't use them to be matter carrying in Rishus HaRabim. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it up. You can't, because that's not a Rishus HaRabim. Once it has a mechitz on one side, a mechitz on the other side, even though the Rishus HaRabim goes from one end to the other, in between, that becomes Rishus HaYachid. In between those two mechitzes is Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid, you only need two mechitzes to create Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, it's only also carried there with the Rabbanim. So if you have a lechi or a kora, then it's what's it called? It is a hecker that doesn't even look like Rishus HaRabim anymore. You're allowed to carry them, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim hold no, that Rishus HaRabim needs at least three mechitzes to make it Rishus HaYachid. Needs at least three mechitzes, two on the side and one either front or back. So then a lechi or a kora will help, because then really Minatori you're allowed to carry there. The Rabbanim were afraid you'll think it's a Rishus HaRabim, so they said you need a lechi or a kora. That's a normal case of a mavut. Right? But according to Yehuda, if you have two mechitzes, that already is not carrying Minatori. Okay. Omar Mar. Ve'en ma'arvin oso lechatzoi. We learned before that you can't make an Eruv in a city. Rashi learns over here that it was a city that was either Shel Yochid and became Shel Rabim, right? Or what's it called? A city that was a city of a Yochid. Either of them, you can't make an Eruv Lechatzoi. Can't make half of it an Eruv. Second. Omer HaPapa, Lo Amru Ela La'arka. The only thing that is prohibited in making an Eruv L'chatzoyin is if you make it to the length of the city. You divide the length of the city into two halves lengthwise. Once I will see the picture. Avalarach b'ma'arvin. But you can divide it into two halves widthwise. Rashi, Ela La'arka. Derech ayoros lios pishei pilushehem la'orka. V'rishus HaRabim overes mi pesach le pesach. V'chaluka la'orka. Hilkach ein b'nei eivar halaz rishoyin la'arev levadon, u'b'nei eivar halaz levadon, yishum dahani, v'hani dorsi b'hak rishus harabim, v'yotsim v'nichnosim derech psoche, ha'lekan u'lekan, rishus harabim zu mechabrosam, shekula mu'rovim ba, v'osri ahadodi. Okay, the picture is here. You have, this is the rishus harabim, the middle thing. And out of that rishus harabim go streets. And in those streets, there are buildings, chatseros, and houses, and whatever, along the sides of the street. So here is Rosh Hashanah. This is not a regular mavi. This is a case where Mama says, mavi mafulish mi based on their home, where the Rosh Hashanah goes through the middle of the city. And on each side are again, streets that are closed off. So people come in from their block into the Rosh Hashanah from both sides. So you can't divide the city and make it one Erev on this side and one Erev on this side, right, separately. Because the Maisa, these two sides didn't make an Erev together. And if you only make half the city with an Erev, these people, the Klal, don't have an Erev. So they come into the same Rishus HaRabim that these people come into. And therefore, they Aser, these people on these people. Because they mingle in the Rishus HaRabim. If you make an Erev on this side, right, it won't segregate the two sides because they mingle in the middle. Mashenken, if you make the Erev this way, then the people who watch the Korah on this side don't have anything to do the Chorah with the people on this side because they don't mingle in the same Rishus HaRabim. Right? These people mingle in this Rishus HaRabim, these people mingle in these Rishus HaRabim. So we'll see in one second. We can tell these people to keep your business where you are and don't go through the Rosh Hashanah to pass these people. Right? Stay here till this end, and that then can, this end can be segregated to itself, or this end can be segregated to itself. Okay. One second, now the Gemara says it. Command, Lok Rabbi Akiva, who holds you could make the Erev width-wise and it'll be good? That's not like Rabbi Akiva. Right, that even a where's the case? Rabbi Akiva has a case is we have two chatseros. You have two chatseros that are one inner one with a mechitza that separates them and a door. So there's an outer chatser and an inner chatser. Now, if the people of the inner chatser made an Erev, so they're allowed to carry in their inner chatzah, right? And not only carry, they're allowed to take from their houses and bring into the chatzah. But they didn't make an Erev with the outer chatzah, okay? So they're not allowed to be mishtamesh with the, what's it called, since, even though in their own place they're mutter, but they have to access the Rishus HaRabim through this chatzah. So they asher the people of this chatzer from making an Erev themselves. Because even though if they make an Erev themselves, l'chara they could carry from their bottom into the chatzer. But they have people who didn't make an Erev with them coming through, right? According to Tosus, according to Rashi, just even coming through is a problem. And according to Tosus, the people over here are usually bring their kalim with them or whatever, and therefore they asher this chatzer. This chatzer has people who don't belong there coming through, and therefore their Erev is no good. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. And the Chachamim hold no. Only if the inner one didn't make an Erev, and the outer one did make an Erev, then the people over here who can't carry in their own place, right, asher on this one. Just like Rabbi Akiva said in the case where they did make the Erev. But if they did make an Erev in their own place, they can carry in their own place, and these people could carry in their place, then just walking through or whatever, or even having a connection, doesn't answer these people from making an Erev. That's not the Chachamim hold. But in our case over here, the Chora, Rabbi Akiva should hold that since the people in this part of the city that made the Erev, right, or what's it called, these people walk through, and what's it called, even if both sides made an Erev separately, they should answer on each other. Because I don't have an Erev with you, even though I have an Erev in myself, but I have access through you, I asher you. So lechora here it should be the same case as the inner chatzar and the outer chatzar, and even though both sides made an eruv, they should both be osur. So lechora, according to the rabbanon who hold no, that if each one made a separate eruv, that since they're allowed to carry in their place, they don't osur because they have access to another place, then that would be okay. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it shouldn't work out. So that's what Gemara says. Let's say that which we said, that you can make an eruv separately. Each half of the city can make an eruv separately, does not go like Rabbi Akiva. Deek Rabbi Akiva ha'omar regel hamuteras bimkomo seres afil shuva bimkomo. That even a regel that's mutter in its own place, they have an eruv in their own place, but they have access through a place where they don't have an eruv, asur on the place that where they don't have the eruv. And here's the same thing. The half of the city that has an eruv should asur on the half of the city where they don't have an eruv, because they have access through there. Where it says, no, afilu tem Rabbi Akiva. Ad kan lo kom Rabbi Akiva hasa mele b'shtei chatzero zulefni mizu dipnimis lesla pischachrin. Right, where does Rabbi Akiva say that it's asur only if the only access for the inner chatzer is through the outer chatzer? So then, they're, because of the access, they're considered, and because the inner one, according to Tosus at least, usually puts their things in the outer one because they go through it all the time. So therefore, it's considered like one big chatzer, and if they didn't make the Eruv together, it's no good. Here, the city has two accesses through Ishus HaRabim, to the outside world. One on the top, one on the bottom. So the ones on the top will go out the top exit, and the ones on the bottom will go out the bottom exit. They don't have to have access. The Hani Nafki Bahai Pischa Rashi. Aval Rechava, Bnei Shneho Avarim, Lerosho Echad, Levad, Ubnei Shneho Avarim, Lerosho Sheni Levad, but splitting the city crosswise, length, or widthwise, would be okay. Ma'arvin, you can make two separate Erevin, half the city together and half the city together. Shari Yechol Nistalik Eilu Me'elu, because they can separate from each other. V'lo Yehei Derech Le'elu Al'elu. And they don't have to go and have access one from the other. The top city can go out the top, and the bottom city go out the bottom. U'borin lohen elu pesach shetzov, elu pesach shetzov. And each one will choose the exit that's closest to them. Pluks of the Rabbanan Re'akiv Perek Hador. Later on, Daf Ayin Hei is where this machlokas will be Akiv in the Rabbanan, where the regel hamuteres from komo seres lom komo could go. Beis chatzeros zulefni mizu. Picture we showed the two chatzeros, one inside the other. The outside one opens the Rishus HaRabim, and the inside one has no way to get to Rishus HaRabim except through the outside one. Vapnimis ein la pesach Rishus HaRabim, ela yotzis derech hitzona. V'lomi boya hecha de irvu diorin shebichitzona levava. Surely in the case where the outside one made an eruv by itself, but didn't make an eruv with the inside one. V'bnei pnimis lo irvu b'neihem. And the inside one didn't make an eruv b'chlav. Lios mutarim b'tashmish chaser liasro. They can't even carry their kalim from their houses into their own chaser. Surely not into the other one's chaser. Okay? Dehavi regel ha'asura b'mkoma. These are people, then, the pnimi is regel ha'asura b'mkoma. The people on the inside can't even bring their kalim into their own chaser. So since they have access only through the outside chaser, they asur that chaser. That everybody holds. The asur drishus ha'regel didu achitzona. They're walking through the other one, asurs the other one. And again, Tosus says not walking through, it's bringing the fact that they normally bring their kalim into the bigger one and during the week or whatever, that's what asurs. But just walking through is not going to asur anything, right? Putting their kalim there. So afilu rabbanan, dekivin de bechatzer de gufayu asur, since they're asur in their own chatzer, lekele mechvinu lemeche dosha didu, v'yimchu al drisus haregel, sheyesh lehem alachitzona. So we don't make them stay home in their chatzah, the whole Shabbos, and not walk out through the bigger one, right? Because, what's it called? A big hardship for them. Because they can't anyway carry into their own chatzah. So we tell them, since they can't carry their kalim into their own chatzah, right, we don't make them stay in their chatzah in a place where they have to stay in their house the whole Shabbos. That's not fair. That's not mitzvah sdom. So therefore, we can't stop them from trying to get out of their house and going into Rishus HaRabim. So they're going to go past through the outer chatzer. They're going to asur it. Okay. Even if each one made an Erev by itself, the outer one made an Erev and the inner one made an Erev separately. The people in the inside chotzer can bring their kelim from their houses into their chotzer. Okay, because they made an Erev. Polig Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva still argues and says, Drisus haregel nida asra chitzon, that their, what's it called, walking through the outside one is asers on the, what's it called, the, walking through the outside one, asers the outside one. Upnimis muteres, and the inside one will be mutter. They made an Erev. They have no connection to the outside one, totally separate from them. The outside one doesn't come into their chotzer, right? And therefore they can carry into their chotzer. V'chitzon asura, but the outside one can't carry from their houses into their chotzer, because they have people who have no connection to this chotzer who have access to this chotzer. V'hachanami nitzru adot, the same thing over here. The two sides of the city, how can they make an Erev separately when they both have access one on the other? Mara says, no. That's the only time when the access, asers, is if that's the only exit. The pnimis achad adosha mishtamsha. The kivin de muteris bin koma, kegonzu, kofin al midastom, shalo yehei lo hayom drisus haregel alachitzona, elatizkor dela shabeneam tishamish bin koma. So, what's it called? Rashi says that in the case where there's only one exit, then the what's it called, Rabbi Akiva says that the people, since they have an Erev with themselves, okay, and they can be contained within their chotzer very nicely over Shabbos, so we tell them, you close the door, stay in your chotzer for Shabbos, you're not losing out anything, why do you have to walk through the other guy's chotzer, right? So, and therefore, kofin al midas dom. We force them to do something. Zeh nehenav v'zeh chaser. The other people will be in the henna if you don't go through with them, that they'll be able to carry in their chaser. You're not losing anything. You can very nicely spend Shabbos in your chaser, carrying into the chaser, back to your houses. What do you have to go outside for? You can be self-contained in your chaser. Tosa says that that's not true. Lamaisa, a person wants to have freedom of access. He wants to go into a shul, want to go visit somebody, whatever, right? But we can tell them is, keep your kelim in your chotzer and don't put your kelim in the other one's chotzer. That much yet. So Tosa says, the fact that they can walk through, they can walk through. The only thing is they can't have their kelim in the other one's chotzer. That not. Shalo yehei lo hayom drisus haregel achitzo. Now letiz gordela shebeineyem v'teshavish v'koma. Close the door and you stay in your chotzer, or keep your kelim in your chotzer, and that way you won't ask on the outside one. They'll be mutter, and you're not losing anything. Over here, though, you can't tell them that. The Rishus HaRabim is equally used by both of them. It's one Rishus HaRabim. Shein bo chilek be'emtza orko. There's no mechitza going down the middle of the Rishus HaRabim that separates it to one side to the other side. There's no remnants of any separation where we could say, stay in your side of the city, or stay in your side of the city. The two sides of the city have access one on the other. How can you separate them? So therefore, even according to Rabbi Akiva, here it would be okay, because you couldn't tell either side to stay home. So either one, you look at it, separate, two separate things. Mashain Kane, where there's only one exit, there we can tell the people to segregate themselves. And you stay in your place, and don't go out into the Shusarad. Okay. Some learn this differently. Omra Papa, lo seima lo orka hu delo mu'ardin. Ava lo roch le ma'ardin, just the opposite. Don't say that the only way you can't make two separate Erevin is if you do it lengthwise, because you can't separate the people and they both end up in one Rishus HaRavim together. El Adoloma Arvin, Avalar Chavam Arvin. Don't say, though, that you can do it halfway wise, widthwise. El Afilu Rachva Nomiloma Arvin. You can't make an Erev even separately, even widthwise. Where it says, come on, Kirvi Kiva, that's a Kirvi Kiva. Because widthwise, according to the Chachamim, if each one has an Erev, it's regel hamuteres bimkoma, doesn't asra on the other one. So why shouldn't you be able to make two separate Eruvin, even though they have access one on the other, but each one's mutter in his own place? So according to the Rabbanan, it should be good. Right? So that goes according to Kiva. Where it says, no, Afilu Tamei Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan could hold that you can't make the Eruv over here width-wise. Ad kam lo kami rabbanan hasam ele b'shtei chatzero zu lifni mizu dipnimis achadad ledosho mishtabsha. Abel hacha mimatsu misalke rishus harabim me hacha. Right? When did the rabbanan say that what's it called, regal hamuteris bimkoma, doesn't aser on the outside one, that's when the inside one can stay home. Right? We make them stay home. But if the inside one can't be made to stay home, because what's it called over here? They can close their door, right? The inside chutzner has a door that access the outside. One, close your door and segregate yourself. But over here, there's no door to close. Right? Two sides of a city that enter into Rosh Hashanah. You can't tell these people close your door and stay in your side of the city. There is no door, so they're mixed in completely, right? There's constantly mixing from one to the other. So therefore, they ask on each other. Right? Where you can close the door and segregate yourself, there the rabbanan and hold, you can do that. But here there's no door to close. The pnimis achada dosho mishtamsha, the kivin de muteris bimkoma, kigonzu, kofir amitzvam. This is the rabbanan. That's what the rabbanan hold. But since it's what's it called, we read this before on Rabbi Akiva, it's going on the rabbanan. Let's read it again. Kivin de muteris bimkoma, kigonzu, kofir amitzvam. Close your door and stay home. Or according to Tosfos, close your door and keep your kelim in your chatzar. You can still walk somewhere else, okay? But you can't have your kelim in the other chatzar. But over here, there's no door to close. The rishus harabim, right? The rishus harabim over here is for both of them. What are you going to do? They're going to go out this side. They're going to go out this side. Okay, they're not going to walk with each other, but the Maisa, they're completely mixed together because of the Shusus Haram. There's nothing that separates in the middle, like a door where this one can close their door and go this side, this one close their door and go this side. Right? There's nothing here. They're just choosing to walk this way or walk this way, but they're really mixed together. There's no separation in the length of the Rosh Hashanah, in that one side of the city should be totally segregated from the other one. The lo remish on the chitz, no mechitza that separates them. Lomer tiyachid dosh of teshavish is kulav and koma. The hechi mots is a salik. How could you separate the one from the other? Thus, it's not the same thing as the two chaseros. So here, it could even be the rabbanan would hold you can't make two separate eruvim. Omar Mar, O Kula, O Mavui Mavui Bifnei Atzma. Right? So either you're Ma'ar of the whole city together, or each Mavui separately. Okay, so the Mordor says, now, what does that mean? Maishno Dulchatsoin Delo, Da Asri Adodi, Mavui Mami Nami Asri Adodi. So, how can you do each Mavui separately? That's the same thing as doing it Lechatsoin. Right? You're doing it partially, and the other people who are not part of that Erev should Asr the people of that Mavui. So how are you going to make an Eruv on each Mavui separately if you don't make it on the whole city together? It's either they're all together, or how can you make it partial, even Mavui Mavui? Why is that different than making half the city? Gemara says, no. Hacha mayaskina, you go into Ovud Daka, that you separated the Mavui, right? In Rosh Hashanah, there's not too much you can do. See, there is. You can put up a real mechitza, close off the Rosh Hashanah, put up blossos. But that's what's it called? The Gemara says, that's we're not talking about difficult things to do. It's not Mustaba, they're going to put up a delis in the middle of the highway, in the middle of the Shusaram. But over here by the Mavui, at the end of this Mavui, you can put a Daka. A Daka, Rashi says, is a small Pesach. It's like a, what's it called, a small doorway. So it's almost like a door. And it separates them between this Mavui and the Shusaram. Shainacharami. Now it's like the case of the two Chatzeros, and it's totally segregated. Tosfos learns a daka is a mechitza that's four tefachim high. That's why it's called a daka. It's not a legitimate mechitza, but it's enough to make a separation. Right? Others say it could even be three tefachim high. And some have the gear so 10 tefachim high. Daka has to be 10 tefachim high. So, in any case, so those, that's Dovid Daka, Rashi. Pesach Nomuch. Novi nami asri adadi. The kiven to me korishal yachid havi. And here's what Rashi says: since the city was originally belonged to one person, v'hayu ma'arvenes kula, and they made one big eruv when it belonged to one person, v'hurgalu lios echad, and they got used to doing everything together, asri adadi. So then they asked for one on the other, and Tosha says it's labdafka. It's labdafka, a city that was a yachid and now is a rabim, or what's it called? Even a city that was originally for rabim, and they didn't have a, they weren't ma'ar of the whole thing. But lamaisa, there's nothing separating the two things. They mixed together. It's not because they got used to being together, right? That we asked for it. Even if they weren't used to being together, still it's also. And even if you put a lechi or a kora, it's not going to help. It's not going to segregate that mavui completely from the rest of the city. At the end of the mavui, where it enters into Rosh Hashanah, you'll make a small doorway. That's a gilui das that it does not have to be mechitza. It has to be a gilui das that I want to segregate myself. And then I'm looked upon as a separate entity, and you can make an eruv in that mavui alone. Lepischa lepesach hatzero. Let's see Rashi. Kivara. V'chi hada amar av idi bar avin, amar av chizda, echad nidnei mavui, sh'osa daka lepischa, eino osa b'nei mavui. If one person doesn't want to be part of the eruv, and from his chatzer he makes a daka to separate himself from the rest of the mavui, then he's segregated. And the rest of them can make an eruv for themselves, and he's outside, he's doesn't, but normally if there's no daka, and one person didn't, that wasn't mishtatif in the eruv, that he asks on everybody else. Because their rishus is five people, and the rishus of the chatzar, of the mavui, is six people. So it's carrying from a five people, what's it called, rishus, to a six people rishus. But if that person segregates himself, and he builds a daka in front of his area, so then he's not considered. So the five people, their part of the chatzar is five, and their houses are five. Five to five is five.
Daka is better than
Yeah. Daka is considered a segregation. A lechi or a korah doesn't segregate anything. That's only a hecker that is not a rishus harabim. But it's not something that segregates. Okay. Lepischa, lepesach, hatzero, eno osra amavi, imlo nishtakti fim hem digoli, adaiti distalit. The Daka makes it that I'm segregated. I'm separate. Okay. Let's go on. Hoysa shorabim bahari yi shorabim. Right? If the city was a city that was a city of the rabbin, there was 600,000 people there, and now it's still shel rabbin, so then you can't make an eruv on the whole city. You have to leave off a part. Rav Zera arva lamasa devei Rav Chia velo shavik lehushir. Rav Zera made an eruv around the city of the yeshiva where Rav Chia's yeshiva was, and he didn't leave anything out. He made an eruv around the whole city. Why'd you do that? This is a big city, right? L'chora, you have to leave off a shir. Right? Because the old people told me that they remember that Rav Chia Bar Ashi, what's it called, when he was alive, he made an eruv around the whole city. So I assumed it must have been a city that was not a Shishim Ribui. It was a city that was a Yachid, and therefore you could do it. And the halacha is a city that originally was Shal Yachid, and they made an Erev there. And then the Erev went down, and you want to make it again, but now it's a city Shal Rabin. Since originally it was a city Shal Yachid, you could be Ma'ar of the whole city. So I assume that even though it's a city Shal Rabin, it once had been a city Shal Yachid, because they told me that Rav Chia Bar Ashi made the Erev around the whole city. It must be because it was a city that was what's it called Shal Yachid. So therefore, even though now it's a city Shal Rabin, it's okay to make the eruv around the whole thing. V'amino sh'mamino ir shal yachid v'nasa shal rabim hi. Omer le l'didi omru li hanosavi. So he said to them, to what's it called, Abaya said to Reb Zera, no, I also spoke to those old people. They told me a different story. Right? They explained to me why in the past they made an eruv around the whole city. Not because it was a city shal yachid. Right? Ha'hi ashbahavei le michad gisa. Because the city did not have a Rishus HaRabim going through it. The Rishus HaRabim was stopped up on one side by a garbage dump, which was 10 fachim high, and it was a garbage dump of the Rabin, which usually wasn't taken away, and it would stay there, and it closed off part of the city. And therefore, it didn't have Rishus Aravin that went through it. So you could make an Erev around the whole city. The hash, the deep panulai ashpa, havi like yishnei psachim v'asir. But now, they took away that ashpa. They beautified the city. They took away the garbage dump. And now, so it was never a city of a yachid. It was always a city of a rabbin. But at the time that Reb Chiya Bar Ashi made the Erev, he did it because of the whole city, because there wasn't Rishus HaRabim going through the city. One end was closed off. But now the end isn't closed off anymore. So the heter of making an Erev around the whole city, if one end isn't closed off, there's no heter. And you can't tell me because, well, it used to be a city of a Yochid. Never was a city of a Yochid. You misunderstood. The reason he made the Erev around the whole city wasn't because it was a city of Yochid, and it wasn't Shishim Ribui. It was because it was a city of HaRabim, but it was closed off on one end. Now it's not closed off on one end. It doesn't help. And you don't say that, well, since it was closed off on one end before, now it's closed. It's not closed off, it's still okay. Now, when it's a city changes from Yochid to Rabin, so we say it maintains the same halacha as it had when it was a city of Yochid. But if it's something that depends on circumstance, if the circumstances change, the halacha changes. Omer le lava datoy. No, I didn't realize that. He said, what's it called? Like I made a mistake. Rashi. Veloshavik Vashir, the Yirsho Rabin. The Hari Yirsho Rabin Havi. Lechar was a city that was belonged to the Rabin to begin with, and now it's Shorabin. So how could he not leave off something? Midikomer Le Yirsho Yachiv and Asa Shorabin, Amla Hi Shaita the Rabin Havi. Right? For Omrule Inhu Meikora Nomi the Rabin Havi. It must have been, at that time, everybody was a Yirsho Rabin. Because he said, well, I spoke to the old people, and they told me that he once made the Erev, so he assumed it was an Yirsho Yachiv that became an Yirsho Rabin. But the fact was, it was, right now it was an Irshal Rabbi. The question was it ever an Irshal Yochid to begin with? Ela Ashba Havile Shisosim Echad Mipsacheha, Velo Hoyola Ela Pesach Echad, Darmin Lael, Dafilo Shorabin, Bahochi Avisagil. If it only has one entrance, you can be Ma'ar of the whole city. It's only if it says, if this Rishus Rabbi goes from one end to the other, it's Mefulish, then you can't be Ma'ar of the whole city. Let's go on. Bo minei Rav Ami bar Ado harpenoa mi Rabba. Rav Ami bar Ado harpenoa asked Rabba the following shayla: Sula mikanu pesach mikan mahu. The city doesn't have a pesach on both sides, but has a ladder. The city ends with a wall on one side, and it has a pesach on the other side. So it only has one pesach, but on the wall they put a ladder. So is that considered a pesach or not? Sulam Torah's Pesach Olav. Sulam is considered a Pesach. And therefore you can't make an Erev around the whole city. You have to leave something off. If it's a city, Shal Rabin. It started out as a Rabin. Because only if it only has one Pesach, here it has two Pesachim. And even though the other side is not open, but it has a ladder to get over the wall, that's considered an opening. Omer Lehu Rav Nachman, Lo Tachisu Le Hachi. Right? Don't look at it like that. Don't say that. Rav Ada said the name of Rav something different, right? A different pshat. What's sulam? Sulam Torah's Pesach Olav and Torah's Mechitz Olav. A sulam is like an intermediate thing. It has a din of a Pesach, but also has a din of a Mechitza, right? Meaning Torah's Mechitz Olav Kedamora, right? It's a Torah's Mechitza that it's not considered like two Pesachim to the city. So I consider the city's closed on one side and open only on the other side. The Torah's Pesach Olav, the Sulam Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. It has a din of a Mechitza Lekula and a din of what's it called of a Pesach Lekula, but not Lechumer. In other words, it only can be considered a Pesach if it'll help. It's not a Pesach if it's going to hurt. So where is a Pesach going to hurt if it's a city that has one Pesach and one Sulam? That's going to hurt if you consider it a Pesach. And we don't consider it a Pesach. It's only a Pesach Lekula. So then it's considered a Mechitza. Where is the case where the Sulam would be a Pesach and a Vilakula? We do consider it a Pesach in the same case. Sulam Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, Ratzu Echad Ma'ariv, Ratzu Shmayim Ma'arvin. Right? You have two Chatzeros, so the halacha is like this. If there's a wall between the two Chatzeros with no entrance, then you can't make one Erev between the two. Because they have no access one to the other. And even though they want to, go over the wall, right, that's not normal access. So, but if they have a doorway between the two chatzeros, They can choose to make separate Erethin or one big Erethin. That's because they're not can be considered like one big Chatzar, or they can be considered like, what's it called, two Chatzeros. They have a Sulam, if they have a Pesach between them, a real Pesach, so then the Halacha is, what's it called, they could do it either way. There's no Pesach. If it's open completely, then they can only, what's it called, make one Erethin. They can't make two separate ones. But if they have a mechitza between them with a Pesach, they can choose to make two separate, either one big Erev or two separate Erev. So if it has a sulam, has the same din as a Pesach, that even though there's no opening, the mechitza is solid, but since there's a sulam, the kula, that's considered a Pesach, that they can choose to either make one big Erev now or two small Erev. Right, Rashi? Sulam sha'olim v'yardim bo chutz l'chamaso. It's a ladder that you can get off and on the wall. You can get into the city with the ladder, even though there's no actual doorway here. It goes over the wall. Torah's mechitza, lav kolomer, enu mevatles hastima lios kepesach. So it's considered a mechitza, and it's not considered a pesach. The sulam sha'bein beis chatzeros, that's in the case of the city. Well, you don't want it to be a pesach. You want to be able to make an erev around the whole city. So if a city, there's only one Pesach, right, you can do that. So even though there's a Sulam on the other side, it's not considered a Pesach. The Sulam Shebein Beis Chatzeros, the Ein Beineim Pesach, there's no doorway. The Zeha Sulam Rochav Dalet Beineim, and you have a Sulam that's four Tvachim wide between them. Harehu Kishtei Chatzeros. Then what's it called? It's like two separate Chatzeros. U Pesach Beineim, with a doorway in between. The Amrinim Verichalom Ratzim Arvin Echad Eruv Echad Shteihem Yishtam Shuzu Bezu Derech Goba Hakosel the Derech Nekovin Ustakim the Ilo Havi Pesach Ein Ma'arvin Echad Velo Matzul Ishtamushin Derech Chor Ustakim. If it doesn't have any Pesach and the Sulam wouldn't be considered a Pesach, and there's a Mechitza that goes down, they can't make one Eruv between them, right? So what's it going to help? One Eruv, there's a wall that goes between them. So Rashi said, you can go over the wall, you can go through cracks in the wall, right? But they can't carry things from one end of the chatzah, from one chatzah to the other, through the wall, over the wall, or whatever, since there's no opening. But if there's an opening, then they can decide if they want to be considered two separate chatzeros, or they want to be considered one big chatzah. And if there's a sulam, even though there's no opening, that also, they can be considered like one chatzah, if they wanted to. Ratzu shnei ma'arvim, shnei eruvin, elu liatzim b'nei batim shal chotzer, shalo yasru zel, zel ahotzim bateyat, shehen reshus ha miuchedis l'kol echad, the toch chotzer, shehu reshus kula, the elu liatzim v'lo yishtam shizu b'zu. They can decide to split up and have each one their own separate eruv, right? So even the other people don't want to be mishtatev, our little chotzer can be a separate thing, or they can decide to make one big one.